You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And one who once came forward for the children's message is Taylor Fritz. And let's gather around the font because this is where God makes us a family. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. We got some water in the font if you want to make a cross on your forehead. So this morning for our children's sermon, I thought I would have you help me to pray for Taylor, because once upon a time, she used to be young like you and would come forward and sit on the steps for children's messages. And in her baptism, our congregation made promises to pray for her and care for her. And we've watched her grow up, and part of growing up means that we get to celebrate big things with you. And so Taylor just graduated from college, and we want to celebrate that with her. We're actually celebrating 3 graduations this morning, but Taylor was the only one who could be with us in person. Cypress Bryant, who was baptized in this congregation, graduated from high school in January. Cypress is a vital member of our youth group, been to every single meeting, and has developed relationships with our youth. We're going to miss Cypress as they go to the SCAD, the South Savannah College of Art and Design, to study illustration. And then Sarah Grace Jolly couldn't be here this morning because she is an ICU nurse and she works overnights on the weekends. And so she said she could have come, but she might not have stayed awake, and maybe she wouldn't have been too happy because she would be so tired. But Sarah Grace graduated from Western Carolina University with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, and she will continue to work in the ICU. But we're celebrating Taylor, who just graduated from East Carolina University with a degree in public health, and she plans on going into medical sales. And so I thought we'd gather around the font, because like I said, this is where God makes us all into a church family. And part of what we do is we promise to pray for each other. And sometimes when we pray for people specifically in the church, we lay hands on them. So if you are comfortable, maybe you can put your hand on Taylor's arm. Trevor's gonna come over here, it looks like. Or you can put your hand on her back, and we're gonna say a prayer for her. God, we give you thanks that you author all of our days, and that our names are written in your book of life. We give you thanks for all 3 of our graduates, that they are a part of our family through the gift of baptism. And we ask that you would bless each of them as they make their way into the next season of their lives. Bless Cypress, bless Sarah Grace, and bless Taylor. Holy Spirit, continue to lead them and guide them, that they may continue to love and care for you, for all of your creation and the world that you made. Help them to remember that they go forth with the love and prayers of their Holly Grove Church family. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And sometimes we have a reception for our grads. But as you can imagine, it might be hard to be the only person at a reception. And so we also offered to Taylor that we would send a cake home with her, and she decided that that's what she wanted to do. So Taylor, your cake is in the fridge to stay cold, and we also have a cake in there for Sarah Grace. Thank you for coming up this morning. Bless you. And you can now go to Children's Church with Tina, because in a couple of weeks, our children are going to provide our offertory with the handbells, and so they're going to go practice this morning.